now going to talk about the effect that Mars is going to have on our individual circumstances. I talked yesterday about the general influence of Mars having moved to Aries and about to have an encounter with Rahu over between now and the middle of August. So 10th of August, Mars will move from Aries. As I said in the previous recording, Mars is in its own sign since then. Mars is a symbol for ambition, drive, willing to just get up and do it. And now I want to talk about the house he's in, because that's what makes astrology personal. The general statement about the role of Mars in Aries is affecting the whole world. But when we talk about houses, we're talking about our personal circumstances. And so I'm just going to go through the signs. Now, that doesn't mean the sign that you think you were born into. We use all the signs, but we use them in different circumstances. And each house identifies what the circumstance is. Now, if Mars is in its own sign in Aries, we can call that, it would say, for instance, in the first house. The first house represents ourselves and our role in the world. And so it could be that this time in your life could be, if Aries is your first house, or whatever house that Aries is for you, that this will be a prominent new beginning in that specific area. If it's the first house, it's yourself, you're making changes and big changes. If it's the second house, it's your finances. If it's the third house, it could be your courage or your ability to write or your pick up the sword even, because the third house is to do with our weapon, what weapon we use. If it's your fourth house, it could be to do with your property or your car. You might change your car. You might get a new car. You might move house. If it's your fifth house, it could be your creativity. You might start a whole new stream of creative work. Or find another form of devotion that you, something you want to give your heart to. You might fall in love. But it can be an exciting experience if Mars and Rahu is involved. Whether it lasts or not, and whether your heart survives it or not, might be another thing. But it should be exciting. Now that's if it's in your fifth house. If it's in your sixth house, it could be a great way of getting through what might be a very complex area for you. You might be having difficulties getting through an ailment or somebody you're having difficulty with. But what's very likely to happen there is the two characters, Mars and Rahu, are good when they have a challenge, and so it could help to get over it and surmount the difficulty, because the two of them are very determined to get what they want. If it's your seventh house, Mars and Rahu mightn't be so agreeable to having partnership. They would be more individualistic. So you need to be really careful if it's moving through your seventh house, because you'll be experiencing change there. And so you, whether you want it or not. So it's better to do it together, I suppose, than separate. But so you need to watch your seventh house. If it's your eighth house, you're about to be transformed. There won't be, because eighth is the house of transformation. And Mars and Rahu conjoining will certainly give us all an opportunity to transform in whatever house he's in. If it's your ninth, it could be to do with your faith and your philosophy of life and where you take your guidance from. You might find a whole new method or teaching, or maybe something involving more movement as a method for you. If it's your 10th house, it could be your work situation or your status in the world that could be bringing something to light. Something that might be shocking, something that might, maybe you might prefer, wasn't so public or so seen. But we usually get to live through whatever these experiences are anyway. But maybe in our 10th we prefer the status, but we don't always get it there. So people that are very high level in society might be in for a shock. The 11th house is our house of expectations and gains. Now, Rahu expects a lot, and so does Mars. They both want to achieve. Mars wants perfection, and he's very ambitious to get it. He's very ambitious to be doing it with the right people, and he aspires to be close to the king and wants to be in charge, do what he's told. And so Rahu, on the other hand, doesn't particularly want to be close to the king. He opposes the king, but he has expectations to bring the revolution. So this is where our worst possible problems might arise, is with the expectations of the two of them being totally different. One wanting to keep order and stability and protection, and the other wanting to bring totally new change, going against what will be the natural order or the universal law. So there could be a clash there. And the 12th house is where we go to rest and to sleep. And so in our dreams, we might be making contact with another dimension, or being kept awake at night, or maybe go abroad and experience some very strange happenings abroad, or meet up with situations that are really challenging if we do decide to travel. Or there could be something different about her, who's going to let us travel. Because again, Mars wants to put order on the thing, and Rahu wants to break the order. So there might be a challenge to our ability to travel, and we need to be careful if we are travelling, wherever we're travelling, whether it's with whatever activity, whether it's our dreams or our in our sleep or our spiritual journeys or our physical journeys. We just need to be careful now and try and calm down the energy. Because if you're full of energy and wide awake and cannot sleep, then there'll be no peace. So to be more peaceful and able to get a night's sleep, we really need to put the controls in place to make that possible. And really have to work at it during this time. And we can talk about it in terms of the signs of the zodiac as well, because the signs of the zodiac, if Aries is your 10th house, for instance, it could be in your work that you're going to see the changes. If it's Aries is your or for Taurus, it could be your 12th house that's going to experience. And so it might be harder for you, the people who have Aries in the 12th house, like Taurus, would be finding maybe harder to get rest. Or Gemini would be in the 11th house, so Gemini needs to be aware not to be so needy and to try and keep calm and hold the peace. If it's Cancer, it would be your 10th, Aries 10th from Cancer, and so it represents the work you're doing. You might find yourself involved in a whole new project and want to get ahead with it. Or maybe to get status for a project that you are working on, that you have the ambition to fulfill. And Leo is your 9th house. And so 9th from Leo would represent maybe the father or the teachers or somebody new coming into your life that will help to guide you in another direction that you hadn't thought of before. Or you'd be inspired to take up a new direction to what you've been doing. Virgo is the Aries, or the position of Mars and Rahu together, are going to be in your 8th house. So that will definitely bring about change, because the 8th is about transformation and getting to the depths of things. So you have lots of energy to bring about the changes. Now, if it's Libra, it's the 7th house. And really, if you want to hold down your relationship or partnership, you will really need to be careful here, because Cato is moving through your 1st house, and that will be asking you to become aware of a more spiritual dimension, whereas the Mars and Rahu in the 7th will be asking for you to make changes, or maybe be impatient with the partners, so that will make it more difficult. If it's Scorpio, Mars rules your 1st house, and it's in your 6th, so you'll be fighting for them and to bring about new beginnings. And so it can be very good, or, as I said, it can bring up issues to do with your health that are fiery. And because Mars is fiery, Aries is a fiery sign, and Rahu is moving through there, which you will be compelled to do something about it, to really challenge and bring some new way of healing or dealing with it, or take up a new way of method of healing others even, because 6th is the house of service, and service you can do for others. Sagittarius, it could be your 5th house from Sagittarius. So it's going to be maybe bring a new romance or open your heart to something new that you'd love to do, that maybe you always thought you'd like to do, but maybe didn't have the opportunity. And so now is your chance to really put those hopes into our aspirations into effect. Whereas for Capricorn, it'll be your 4th house. And so for Capricorn, 4th is the place of peace, and where we want to feel safe and secure, at home, within ourselves, stable and steady. The 4th house provides the stability and the happiness that makes all the other houses possible. Without the stability of home, it's very hard to have the other areas working well. So it would be very important to feel safe within your home situation. And you might find the home situation disturbs or there might be more refugees or there might be more disturbance in that sense of belonging and the question of where do we belong and if we belong to the earth at all. When we take it to a higher level. And so for Aquarius, it's going to be your third. And so for the third, third is your maybe writing or suits Mars, because Mars likes the third. He likes to be ambitious and enterprising, which is what the third house represents. It also represents the siblings. So that there could be challenges with the younger siblings, but the most benefit would be got from maybe some new enterprise or getting some new enterprise off the ground to put all that ambition and drive into that area. So that was Aquarius. And so Pisces is the 12th, so that would put Aries in the second. So for Pisces, it could be to do with your finances. There could be maybe great gains in your finances or some surprise movement in the markets around finances that would bring about big changes or big changes in your values either. Or the food you're involved with or the sense of you know, what you respect or what you value or as I said, what you eat, what you talk about, the culture you're involved with. And there could be changes to the culture or some other new development within your culture. And again, we might be looking there at the movement of people from places where there's more turmoil and having to adjust our environment and our culture to accommodate people from other cultures. Or we may be involved with another language or another culture ourselves where we move. It's probably more likely the other way, that somebody comes to ours in the second house because the culture belongs to our second house, our own culture. So that's my comment for the movement of Mars and Aries. Mars and Aries up to mid-August. And Rahu moving through Aries during all this time. Really bringing the challenges to most circumstances in our lives. But you can look at this from the point of view of the moon, which is your emotions. Or the point of view of your outlook and attitude, which is the ascendant, the first house. Or from any of the planets or any of the houses. Like ninth from the fifth could be what inspires your creativity. You know, fifth is creativity and ninth is inspiration. So you could find a whole new way of looking at yourself. Look at your chart, and you need to look at it like a circle. It's like a wheel. You have all 12 opportunities there to experience. So don't limit yourself to any one house or one sign. But just try to identify what area you're interested in and read it from that angle. What number that the sign Aries is. From that particular number, that'll be, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, because that'll be the house for you. So thanks very much for listening to me again, and enjoy the journey. om loka samasta sukino bhavantu. May all beings in all worlds be blessed. Slán agus beannacht.